So this is the part in my act where I normally I ask if you have any strip clubs locally. But I've been here before. I think I bought a girl a fucking car last time. I'm not sure. I have to look at my credit card statement. But my wife frowns on it. She doesn't like when I go to Vegas and I come home smelling like fake tits. Like, that doesn't fly for her for some reason. I had a weird experience. I don't go to them anymore because I've gotten creeped out by the whole thing. Because this happened in San Francisco. This is the craziest thing a stripper's ever said to me. And I've had some strange things said to me by strippers over the years. But this, you know, it's always weird when they say anything not nice because you think they're supposed to be your best friend for the evening, right? And then they won't only say nice things to get more money from you. And this girl really said this, but she tried to make it sound sexy, but it didn't work. She actually said this. She goes, "You look like you like to bend sluts over and pound their assholes." What? I look like that? That's fucking goddamn horrifying. I've never heard that. I've heard Larry Bird, Big Bird, Chris Elliott, but never "you look like you like to bend sluts over and pound their assholes." Duh. That is awful. Hey lady, stripper lady, could you do me a favor and tell me what I need to do to fucking not look like that? You know, is it the beard? Is it a look in my eye I'll never get rid of? Because that's horrible. I think the only thing worse you could have said to me is, "You look like you never say no to cake." And that would have hurt my little fat feelings. Oh, don't listen to her fat feelings. Don't you worry, fat feelings. I know, buddy. We're going to come on her and fill you full of cake. It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. Who's got your back, fat feelings? I do. It's always your birthday, bro.